This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Looking at the price of oil struggling to stay at that $55 level, with a lot of analysts, by the way, calling for a drop below $50 as the summer driving season ends, thereby reducing demand. Well, I'm wondering whatever happened to all that talk about oil prices being manipulated. Come on, that's a heck of a drop from the highs that touched $164 11 years ago or the $113 level just 5 years ago. Kind of like the villainous big oil companies are manipulating prices. Why have they allowed the price to be slashed by more than half for the better part of 5 years? I know, big evil oil companies manipulating prices has such a nice ring to it, but unfortunately, events of the last 11 years make that pretty tough sell for anyone with an ounce of objectivity. I mean, where was the manipulation when oil prices dropped under $30 in 2016? Where has it been since? I mean, even as the industry struggles with prices under $60, and if manipulation was that easy, why aren't they doing it now? Now, I appreciate that OPEC regularly tries to manipulate prices. That's their stated goal with the kind of production cuts you've been hearing about the last couple of years, but obviously met with very limited success. But that's not the private sector, and that's the key fact. And what the usual anti-corporate crowd doesn't tell you is that private oil companies only control maybe up to a quarter of the world's supply. And this is even after the major explosion in production, especially in the U.S., which puts downward pressure on oil prices. No, the other 75% is controlled by government-owned national oil companies. I mean, there was never any evidence, by the way, of a widespread manipulation by private oil companies to keep prices high. But as I say, if they could, why aren't they doing it today? Of course, why let the facts and common sense get in the way of a good ideological rant? But sadly, the people pushing the completely discredited big oil conspiracy story never pay a price for being dead wrong. And now they're pushing that kind of narrative, the big bad business narrative, is spread to other areas like affordable housing and gasoline prices, where government continues to be the biggest cost driver. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.